Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm looking at the recent like Champions League home ledger for Atletico, including this game, Robbie, and they haven't won any of their past six Champions League home games. That includes the quote-unquote home game in Bucharest last year. And before this game, Robbie, we were both kind of confident that Atletico were going to get the win, we're going to get back on track. They had just beaten Osasuna, the defense looked solid again. And then it all goes wrong here. My theory is that this game was lost in the first half with how Atletico were aligned and how they played in that first half. That was their chance to land a knockout blow, and they failed miserably in doing that. What say you?
Yeah, I agree. I think it feels like this team is still, it remains caught between two different worlds, and usually we see one or the other, or kind of glimpses of one and a lot of the other, whereas today we saw a very clear 4-4-2, and then which turned into a way more dynamic looking formation in the second half, but one where they actually looked like they were way more vulnerable. And I don't think, I mean, I feel like there's never just, like, I was just thinking about this today. There's never just like a substitute, a like for like substitute at Atletico. It's either completely bringing the changes or nothing. And it's just weird that why does it always have to be like that? Like, why is it always a case of Atletico are looking to break a team down? They're never winning 2-0 or 3-0, and they can just change Cunha for Suarez. It has to be, okay, Lodi on for Musso. That's like completely changed everything. And then you're looking at like a whole, like everything just changes. And I think it's it's kind of frustrating because I don't know what their plan is, and I'm starting to get the impression that I'm not entirely sure that Simeone either doesn't know the plan or he's not entirely convinced by the plan.
Neither is encouraging. Neither really breeds much optimism about this team moving forward.
Yeah.
Neither one. Jan Oblak is speaking to the press right now. He says, quote, "It's a difficult situation, but we've gotten into this situation ourselves. I can't explain why this is happening. We as a team, we have to do so much more. You have to play well, win, and hope it's enough to qualify, which is where we want to be." Oblak is struggling to explain it too, about what's going on with Atletico right now. They've lost again, Robbie, their third consecutive Champions League loss that we're going to talk about today. 1-0 at home to Milan. They have completed a group stage without winning a single home game, which is just shocking given this team's record in this competition under Cholo. And they've only won three of the past 14 games in this competition. And this was the worst defeat and most limp defeat of the three in this competition and of Atletico's displays since beating Liverpool a year and a half ago, more than nearly 2 years ago in the Champions League. I think your point about there not being a like for like, really a single like for like change in Atletico is a good one. And it serves to unbalance the team even further. We've talked this season about Atletico having a pretty top heavy squad, with five strikers capable of getting first team minutes, and really only one natural defensive midfielder, one natural pivot in Jeffrey Kondogbia. Kondogbia replaces Griezmann 10 minutes from time. In a change that was, is it a defensive change? Is it an attacking change? Does Simeone even really know? Is he playing for the draw? I mean, it's good to make aggressive changes like Simeone has been doing this year. But the aggressive changes have more often than not been covering up for a poor initial game plan. In the first half tonight, Atletico played a 4-4-2 that put Depaul on the right-hand side. And it just, that was a waste, a complete waste. And they lost any creativity and danger and any threat from the central area. And Milan played through it really, really easily. And then in the second half, when Atletico needed to play with more intensity, okay, Correa comes on, Cunha comes on, two natural fullbacks come on. But there's still no clear plan as to how to generate chances.
Exactly. And they looked, they're at home tonight with Griezmann and Luis Suarez up front, Rodrigo de Paul, Marcos Llorente, Thomas Lemar, loads of speed, loads of dynamism, Yannick Carrasco, and they were slightly better in the second half of the first half, but didn't create anything. They're not creating anything.
Right.
And I don't know if that's, and I mean, I've been critical of Luis Suarez in the past, but I don't know if that's, if it's on Suarez or if they just don't have a plan. And I'm starting to maybe think that while Suarez isn't totally free of blame, I think it's also because they don't get him the ball. They don't know how to get him the ball. They don't know. It's just kind of something might fall to him, or someone might break a line with a pass, or Carrasco might dribble by someone and create something. But other than that, it's like, how are we systematically going to break down teams? And I just don't think that they don't know how to do it yet. And it comes back to this, and oh my God, it actually kind of, I'm boring myself talking about this, but we spoke about it ad nauseam. Like we spoke about this evolution that Atletico are supposed to be undergoing for the last, how long is this? Five years. Like, I mean, it has to be 5 years that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
Where they look solid with a 4-4-2, the defensive solid 4-4-2, but that's not going to cut it against teams that you have to beat, because they want to make the next step up and actually challenge for titles, and drawing with teams below them isn't going to cut it. So they have to do something, and they have to be what's the opposite of reactionary? They have to be proactive.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind there. they have to be proactive, and they just don't know how to be. They bought players that we thought were going to help them be that way, and they've got unlimited amounts of talent now in the squad, and we thought that it was going to maybe come together, but it just looks like it's even more confusing, and and Simeone is even more I don't want to say lost, but he's even more confused with what he's supposed to be doing given the amount of talent he has. I can't remember what anyone else said, but I the general consensus was that it was a good summer that they had, and I was personally said that it was great, and I was really excited and things were good, and I did say that. But it's looking now like they were just buying players with a certain that are good players, obviously, and they can do lots of different things, but at the end of the day, don't really fit into any kind of a coherent plan.
And the margins are still so thin. Both Atletico's last two games have only one goal has been scored in each one. So Simeone has tried to dial it back a bit. And, you know, before, like last season and into this season, I thought we were, I wrote about this like literally 2 weeks ago, that I thought we were seeing Atletico fully blossoming into this new attacking identity. But now Simeone has dialed it back, and it's the resumption of a start-stop process that was delayed last season. Because of that, Atletico were able to win the league by just pushing forward. But now Simeone has gone back to the four at the back. It's a more confused kind of, like, it's a glob of players in the second half. I don't even think Simeone's substitutions were all that bad today, but it's an unbalanced squad. There are several players who just aren't playing particularly well at the moment. There's only so much he can do, but, you know, I maintain that this game was lost in the first half, and it's Simeone trying to regain this stability and defensive solidity. And I think he's overdoing it, and the team is suffering. That first half today, given the circumstances, Robbie, was about as bad as Atletico have played in a long time. Just 0.1 expected goals, only two shots on target the entire game. One of them was a DePaul shot from distance. The other one was Tomalema with his weaker right foot. So no shots on target for Llorente, none for Carrasco, none for Griezmann. Suarez didn't even attempt a shot and spent most of the game on the floor trying to draw fouls. Correa comes on and doesn't make much of an impact. You know, we have Cunha, Lodi. What are really their roles? Lodi comes on and is just a foul machine.
Oh, my God. How many fouls did he have? Four fouls.
Three or four in, like, 25 minutes. Yeah.
I was looking at
four of them. He had four fouls in 25 minutes. So, yeah, the Lodi experiment is one that's not working. Not right now. He has not had a good season. But he's one of the players whose level is really kind of low at the moment. We've seen a really drastic shift in this team over the last 6 months where they were league champions. They had this huge lead in La Liga and didn't break and won the league. And now with many of these same players, the plan is as confused as ever.
Absolutely, yeah. And like, I mean, like, I'm just thinking now, the problem is what we're expecting from Simeone. Like, when you think about just how evangelical or how committed he was to the low block, 4-4-2, risk-free football. How many football managers have gone and done a complete 180 and become something entirely different? Not just like you might get a couple who change slightly when they've gone to a new team, but I just think that Atletico Madrid are trying to become something that Simeone is not capable of turning them into. And as sad and as Armageddon like as that is, that's just the truth of it, I think. And I think he's still good for Atletico if they want to top four, last maybe 16, last 8 of the Champions League every now and again. But if they genuinely want to take the next step forward in this process of becoming a top European club, which they are to some extent, but in terms of the football they play, they're not on a level of Liverpool, or they're not on the same level as Man City, obviously, or even a Chelsea or something like that.
Yeah, Bayern.
Like, it's and that's just teams. The truth of it. Like,
yeah, it is.
And I think that that's as sad and all as that is. I think maybe Simeone might. Well, he's not gonna walk away from this. He's got complete control. He's the best paid manager in the world. This is his baby. Like, this is his project. This is his life's work. Like, this is his great life's work. So, I mean, this is what he's going to be remembered for. And he's not just going to walk away or anything like that. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, if Atletico want to take the next step forward in their process of becoming a superpower or whatever you want to call it, I think they need to do something different, and it's just not working at the moment.
Mm. And Simeone and Atletico have come through rough patches before in several recent seasons. I mean, there have been delicate situations in the league and in the Champions League in the last 3, 4, 5 years. You know, Atletico were knocked out at this stage in 2017, went on to win the Europa League. The last two seasons, it came down to the final match day. It's going to come down to the final match day again. Atletico are still in with a shout to qualify. You know, in La Liga, there have, in 2016-17, when we first started doing the podcast, Atletico were out of the top four until March. And same thing in 2019-20. They were battling for a European place with 10 games to go. It wasn't looking good, but Atletico have come through each time. They did just win the league last season, so it's not like as if Simeone's forgotten how to coach. It's not as if these players have forgotten how to play, but there is a very fundamental disconnect here in how Atletico want to play and how they are actually playing. Based on the player profiles they have in midfield and in attack, this is really an inexcusable performance, given what was on the line, given the urgency that needed to be displayed. The players just weren't prepared enough, and Milan started dictating the pace really rather early on. I thought they were much stronger in midfield with Kessier and Tonali. Brahim Diaz was excellent in the first half. Robbie, I texted you before the game ended. I thought this was one of the worst games Jose Jimenez has ever played for Atletico. Just so many poor passes and so many bad decisions, culminating in the winning goal from Messias, where it's a free header from a Kessier cross 8 yards out. So just nothing is working for Atletico right now. The one thing you expect to continue to work for Atletico is the defense and the structure, and even that has faltered. And that win over Osasuna was, as you put it over the weekend, was really paper over the cracks. There are still very fundamental problems against, I don't consider Milan a top team in Europe, but they're good opposition. Even against good teams that can come in and issue a challenge, Atletico are still cracking and unsure of how to play.
Yeah, and I think, like, I mean, you mentioned there, obviously Simeone is still a world-class coach, and he's brilliant and everything. But, like, winning the La Liga last year, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I say, and it doesn't matter what history says, they won La Liga last year. But this is the worst period Barcelona have gone through in 20 years.
Yeah,
it's the Real Madrid coming off a period under Zinedine Zidane where they just owned the Champions League. They lost Ronaldo. They are kind of there in the process of transition themselves. And Atletico won the league. And I'm not trying to rewrite history here. I'm not trying to take that away from them. But at the same time, they nearly messed it up. They won it with 86 points. Barcelona finished at 79 and Real Madrid with 84. And, I mean, I think it's kind of like the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer thing, like, even with... Well, now, look, calm down. I'm not comparing Diego Simeone.
People are going to come for you after that. After saying that.
No, but I just think, like, there's context. Winning games is fine and all, but there's context. Like, if we were just going to go by the scoreboard, like, that wouldn't really be very much fun at all. So there is context within every victory and within every loss, even, and stuff like that. But I do think that Atletico, talking about papering over the cracks, maybe that La Liga title last year papered over some cracks. Mm. And they won't mind. Luis Suarez doesn't care. He fired Atletico to a La Liga title in his first year. That's fine. But I'm just saying, there's an underlying kind of a strangeness about what Atletico currently are and what they're currently trying to be. And I think that when we look back on Atletico in 10 years time, for example, and not every team has to have this distinct style where they're like, oh, they like it has to have a name, or it has to be a school of this, oh, it was Cruyffian, or I'm not saying that, but I think when we look back at the Atletico, this Atletico in 10 years time, we're going to be like, what did they do again? Like, what were they again? How did they play? Well, they're not doing that, and that stands out. They don't have an identity, and I just think that, we've been saying that Atletico have come through bad periods in the past, mm-hmm. and that's true, but their next game is in, no, sorry, not their next game. We're in December basically now. We're 6 days out of December.
Yeah,
we're halfway through the season, and this has been poor since Celta first day of the season.
Yeah.
It was poor. It was messed up. It was weird. It was what's happening. It was all slowly but surely. And all of a sudden, like we said, and we've been saying on the podcast for the last couple of weeks, we're just waiting for it to click. And it's like, the season's going to be over and we're still going to be waiting.
We're still going to be waiting. It's 2023 and we're still wondering when 2021-22 Atletico are going to show up.
Jeremy's old and gray.
I know. You've got a walking cane.
Yeah, we're all in the metaverse, and we're we're waiting for Atletico to finally click.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. I don't plan to get old for a while yet. I don't plan to be in the metaverse either. But either way, yeah, I think that's a really well taken point. Is that we've been? It's like waiting for Godot, Robbie. It's like waiting for this train to show up, and it hasn't shown up. We've only talked about a handful of performances this season. Like, I can name them, like Betis, Barcelona. The Villarreal game was a good performance, but that wasn't a win. Like, those three performances are really the only ones this season where we've thought, okay, Atletico look really good. Maybe they're going to take off now, and they still haven't because the team is imbalanced. There seems to be a clear plan some days, and other days there's not. There have been injuries and suspensions, sure, okay, great. But there's also been an identity some games, and others it's not. And I've asked this a few times on the pod, and we're going to keep asking it until it happens. I think we both have confidence on some level that Simeone can get this Atletico team playing well and looking balanced and looking strong again. But the question is going to be, when will it be in time to challenge for trophies? Will it be in time to mount a serious run at another league title? Will it be in time to mount a run for the domestic cup or the super cup? Because the Champions League, it's not happening. Atletico might get out of this without even qualifying for the Europa League. They might finish rock bottom of the group. And this take your time approach in getting Atletico clicking again and looking like the team they were a year ago at this time, it's going to come at a price. It's going to come at this team's very likely Champions League elimination after the Messias goal in the 87th minute here. And Milan were deserved winners here. I think we can agree on that too. Atletico had only 6 shots, 2 on target from 43% possession in a must-win game at home. That's beyond inadequate. That's like unacceptable for a team with this kind of talent and this kind of ambition. So we're still waiting, twiddling our thumbs, waiting for Atletico to look like we think they can look.
And I think it's just frustrating because you watch, like, we watch Atletico every single week, and like you watch a team like, for example, Rayo. And I know that things are going well for Rayo, and it's easy now to look and, oh, look, if only they could be like a team like Rayo. But just for example, Rayo, they've got a certain style and
right.
A certain way that they play. With Atletico, like, honestly, it's nearly impossible to even guess what team he's going to pick. Like you know, barring maybe one or two positions for Real Madrid, for Barcelona, even Barcelona, you're looking at Atletico, and you're like, I actually haven't got a clue what he's going to do here. I don't know, like, how he's going to play. There are some things I guess you can assume, but, like, for the most part, you don't know if it's going to be Correa, Rodrigo De Paul, Joe Felix has been, like, I mean, Joe Felix has just been an utter disappointment, like, again, another season where it just feels like he's not getting going, like, you know, and I know that that's down to injuries, and it's frustrating for him, and he had the surgery, and he's trying to come back, but, like, I don't know, it's kind of like a wasted, I won't say a wasted generation for Atletico, because, like I said, they won the league last year, but, like, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just like I wish Atletico would have a style of play that you could look and be like, oh, yeah, that is classic Atletico Madrid. Because right now you're like, they're scoring goals and they're whatever, like.
Well, right now they're not scoring any goals. Right now they're not doing anything.
But even when they do, it's just kind of like, I don't know where their next goal is going to come from. I don't really know what they're going to, how they're planning to do it. And, yeah, like, I mean, it's just kind of frustrating not being able to watch and see trends and see how they're trying to play.
And as much as we're heaping on them right now, Robbie, I mean, Mateus Cunha puts in that chance from 4 yards in stoppage time. They get a draw, which doesn't look like a bad result despite the performance. But they don't get that chance to go in from Cunha. We might be talking a little differently. And they also, despite how they're playing or not playing, they could still win La Liga. I mean, I think we can agree they're still a prime contender to repeat as league winners, despite having a style of play that, well, we don't really know what it's going to be from game to game. Sometimes it looks like they're going to take that next step and evolve into this fully, like, in-flight attacking unit, but then they pull the reins back. Like, just putting DePaul on the right side of that 4-4-2 today was just, that was like the worst decision, like, by far, that Simeone could have made, because it just made things so easy for Milan, and it was so difficult to break Milan's press when DePaul wasn't in the middle, just pinging passes forward. It just really took him out of that area where he thrives so well. But even still, Atletico still have time to win La Liga. Like, the way, given their squad depth and given how finely balanced the league is this year, or not, they could still win it. So this could still be a successful season for them, but we're not really seeing it right now. This is a low point for them. Like, if you're Atletico, oh yeah, go ahead. I'll ask you this next question in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you just said there that if Cunha scores that goal, and oh yeah, a draw, and that's fine. But I still would have been coming on here saying that.
Oh sure.
Something's not right.
Right.
And I completely understand that the results do kind of change the narrative a bit, and it's hard to, like when Suarez does nothing for 85 minutes and then he scores two goals, it's hard, and it's wrong in a way for me to come on and say he's no good and people are going, but I mean, he did exactly what a striker has to do. You're right. I have no argument against that, so I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But back to Solskjaer again, and diehard Man United fans, just like diehard Atletico Madrid fans, won't care if Atletico win the Champions League with nil all draws from now until the final in May. They won't care, because at the end of the day, and the players won't care, Simeone won't care.
Right.
And they shouldn't care, and I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm just saying I'm looking at this and I'm saying there's something not right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that back to Solskjaer, you can shout into the sky for as long as you want that Solskjaer isn't the right man for the job, but if he keeps getting results, there's nothing to, and people will have an argument. I just think that it's up to us to kind of analyze it a little bit further, and I think that even if Atletico had scraped a result out of that today, I think that I would have still been like, there's something not right here. And I've been saying it all year, even when they've been getting wins and that. And I don't know, I just think that, again, there's something not right here. And I don't know how they're going to fix it.
Yeah, it's because the identity isn't either fully formed or it's not there at all. And either response, either possibility doesn't encourage much optimism or positivity. You can only... Even earlier this season when they were beating Espanyol and Getafe with late goals, we were talking about those results not really being sustainable because they weren't good performances. If you have good underlying metrics and good underlying performances and a defined identity and a system of play, okay, great. Sometimes results don't go your way, but you can repeat it and you can succeed with that formula. Right now, there is no clear formula for Atletico's success. We thought that maybe there was one last year, but they haven't been able to repeat it this year with really the same core, which is pretty concerning. Let me ask you this. If Atletico do drop into the Europa League, is it worth playing the Europa League? Would you rather finish third or fourth if you're Atletico?
Oh, fourth, I'd say.
Mm.
Just for the sake of getting a La Liga title run going. And I mean, what's the Europa? Nah, I mean, at the end of the day, it'd be another trophy and that'd be fine if they did win it, but I think this squad is built to compete at the highest level. The Europa League isn't that, and I think that they might win it out of pure spite and just be like, oh, let's go and win this. But I also think that they absolutely would prefer to maybe finish fourth and just kind of focus on La Liga, winning La Liga. And that's a big challenge for them, winning La Liga back to back. They haven't done that in
70 years.
It's 70.
Yep, 1951, I think.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a massive challenge for Atletico, and that would be amazing. It doesn't matter how they get the results. It doesn't matter how good or bad Real Madrid or Barcelona are. If Atletico can manage to win La Liga in consecutive years, that's an incredible feat. Even if they don't have a particularly endearing identity right now.
Yeah, and it's still possible. They're only 4 points off top spot. They have a game in hand on Real Sociedad in second. I think that continued European and exploits, whether it's in the Champions League or the Europa League, might distract from that. That's a very special achievement if they can do it. And their best chance to win a trophy this season is quite clearly domestically, whether it's La Liga, the Super Cup, the Copa. It's not going to happen in the Champions League because it doesn't look like they're going to qualify. They won the Europa League out of spite 3 years ago. Like, they basically went on that run after dropping out of the group stage and said, right, we are better than everyone in the Europa League field. Copenhagen, Lokomotiv, Sporting, Arsenal, whoever. We're just going to go win this out of spite. And that's what they did. They steamrolled to the Europa League title. Doing that again would strike me as a step back for this club, given the outlay and given the successes since that Europa League triumph 3 years ago. That would be a step back. And I think Atletico would probably be better served by not competing in Europe at all, fully focusing domestically. Like, arguably they could win a domestic double this year because they got three trophies to play for. They're very strong contenders to win at least one of them. So, you know, I guess that's, if we're looking for a silver lining here, that's going to be one. Players will get more rest and they'll be able to fully focus on domestic endeavors. But that's a pretty small silver lining on an otherwise pretty disastrous night for Atletico against Milan, Robbie.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the Champions League is the one. And it's the one that evades Simeone, and it's the one that they just came so incredibly painfully close to winning.
Yep.
And just couldn't get over the line, and it's gonna haunt Simeone, and I'm sure it already does. And he just loves to win it. It just feels like right now the harder he tries and the harder Atletico try to get back there, they just can't. They just the further away they're getting.
It's like the harder they try to win the competition, the harder they fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Just 3 wins from 14. That dates back to 2 Champions League campaigns ago, to 2019-20. Like, it's like the more you build a team to try to win the Champions League, the less likely it is to happen, because I don't think it's not really an argument that this team is not on Liverpool's level. Okay, they're not on Chelsea's level, City's level, Bayern's level, arguably PSG's level. PSG have problems, but PSG's talent is really out of this world. You've got 5, 6, maybe 7 teams who have stronger claims in this competition than Atletico do, just based on the squad composition and the depth and the style of play. So yeah, it's definitely something that, if it doesn't happen for Simeone at Atletico, it's going to haunt him for the rest of his days. But, you know, there are alternatives. You can channel that energy into fighting for La Liga, and that's where Atletico are going next, Robbie. Back to La Liga this weekend against Cadiz. And this is a Cadiz team that has won only twice in 14 tries. They currently sit 16th, and they have not won at home yet. They're one of only two teams in La Liga to not ring up a home win. So naturally, they're gonna get one Sunday, right?
I think Cadiz are kind of struggling now at the moment, and I think they've got Cadiz, Mallorca, and then Porto, and they have to be 3 wins, COC, as they say in Spain. COC. So I think that this looks like a chance now to kind of get that run going. I don't know if Joao Felix is going to be back, but I really hope he is. And I'd like to, like, the problem is, and I know that we're speaking after a loss here, and it's kind of hard to see the silver lining after such a horrible loss, but I would like to see, the problem is after a loss like this is, it's hard to actually fix what, like, it's not like, oh, there's one thing that you need, like, you need more whatever. It feels like this whole thing needs jigging. The whole setup needs to be fixed, and whether that means even like moving Koke out of there and playing Kondogbia and giving Llorente and the Paul freedom to just go and play as kind of free eights, and or leave Llorente right back and play a double pivot with three in attack and a number 10, more of a number 10, and I don't know, but they need more of a presence in attacking midfield, and more kind of, because it felt like Suarez and Griezmann were just totally disconnected from everything today, and they had such a difficult time getting the ball forward to them. So I feel like in the next 3 games you'd like to see that, against Mallorca and Cadiz, definitely you'd like to see them kind of setting down some kind of a foundation for how they're planning on playing against Porto, getting kind of the good feelings back and going into that Porto game with a little bit of a head of steam, and maybe win, and obviously going for it against Porto, winning, and then seeing where that takes you. But it's not up to them either.
It's not in their hands anymore in the Champions League, but in La Liga certainly is. This is a decent run entering December, and then when we get into December, Atletico will have 4 consecutive games away. They have trips to Sevilla and Real Madrid in addition to the game at Porto, so that'll be a nice stretch for them. But yeah, this next week or so here, next week and a half entering the trip to Porto, this is huge to get momentum and to show that psychologically the team is still strong and that they can overcome just a nasty, miserable night at the Metropolitano. Cadiz haven't really found that magic that they had at the start of last season, still struggling to score goals and also struggling to keep them out. Their negative 11 goal differential is the second worst in La Liga, and only winless Levante, whom Atletico couldn't beat, only Levante have conceded more than Cadiz, and they have only 1 win in their last 6. But it was against a decent Athletic side at San Mamés. So on paper, you say Atletico are going to win here. They're going to bounce back in a big way. But I don't know. We can't really pick Cholo's team yet. We don't know if Joao Felix will be there or not. Cholo was optimistic about it in the press conference before the Milan game. We'll see if he's fit. Still no Kieran Trippier, but having Felix back would be a big help, because he's a player who, if he's right, his his explosiveness and his talent is definitely something that can separate Atleti from the rest. But which Joao Felix are they going to get, and when are they going to get him back?
Yeah, I can see what you're doing talking with this game, Jeremy. You're trying to goad me in to making a prediction. There are a few point views.
I'm just humbly reciting facts, Robbie. That's all I'm doing.
No, I think you are right. I mean, on paper they should be winning this, and even regardless of who's ready and who's there. But it would be nice to see a full complement of players. Obviously, they're probably going to be missing one or two still. But over the next couple of weeks, yeah, it will be nice to see them getting. When is that? Oh, so it's 2 weeks from now then that those next round of games are on, yeah.
Yes, so they have Cadiz on Sunday, and then Mallorca at home, and then Porto away. That's on December 7th, so it's going to be 2 weeks from today. Or okay. A little less than 2 weeks from today, actually. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 7th is a Wednesday, yeah. And then they have the Madrid derby after that. So, yeah, the Cadiz and Mallorca games are big ones to generate momentum entering that stretch of four consecutive games away from home before the Christmas break. So, ooh, yeah, this is just a missed opportunity, huge missed opportunity for Atletico today. But the season is long, and they still do have some hope in the Champions League, but it's not in their hands anymore. And got to tell you, I'm not watching them today. I'm not really confident they can go and beat Porto in 2 weeks. But partido a partido, we will see what happens in the meantime. We'll be here to talk about it, good or bad. Anything else you got, Robbie, before we sign off today?
No, that's it for now, and we'll see you on at the weekend. Or we'll chat to you at the weekend.
Yes, we will Colchonero chat with you, dear listener, on Sunday. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your continued support on Into the Calderon and on Patreon as well at patreon.com/Colchonero chat. We'll see you this weekend. Adios.